Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Audrey Toothman, and I'm here with Germaine, and we're going to talk about her poster that she did on the evaluation of the stria vascularis of the inner ear by light and electron microscopy. What made you decide to do this type of poster? It's very interesting.
So the inner ear is not a tissue that we normally look at in our lab, and it's kind of, I'm sure that everyone knows in histology, you sort of have tissue of the year. So some years you're looking at a million livers, but we don't look at ears very often. So we didn't have a procedure in place. And we wanted to evaluate this specific structure in the inner ear. So I had to make sure that the decalcification was good for electron microscopy as well. So that's a little bit more fussy. So that was the motivating factor. That particular structure contains melanin, and so there are some compounds that can affect the melanin, and the thought is that the melanin provides protection, whether it's in your skin or in your ear. And so if you're disrupting that, you may cause changes that may lead to hearing loss. So that was sort of the presence rationale of it. Behind it.
Looking at your poster, if you didn't know anything about histology, what kind of words would you walk away with?
Decalcification, the particular structures, and the fact that we did, you can see the changes at the light microscopic level, and then you can take that same area and see what it looks like at the ultrastructural level.
And where would you like to go with this? Would you like to do more research in this?
Yes, because it seems that we are probably going to have more and more compounds that will have this sort of potential. So let me rephrase that. There is the potential that we will need to look at this area again, whether it be that particular structure, the stria, or whether it be nerves that are in the ear or anything. But it's such a specialized
And because of the aging structure. Population, we might need to look at the inner ear a little bit more.
That could be true as well.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your poster?
Just that I think ears are really cool. I had a lot of fun doing it. And
was it hard to decalcify? That was another question I had
No,
for you.
No, it wasn't. It was surprisingly easy, but these were mice, so the bone is very thin. So we are going to take this procedure and use it on larger species, so that's going to be a whole another learning curve. So I'm glad I started small. But it's such a really pretty, I mean, it's amazing how much you can see. You know, you take all that stuff, take all the bone out, and you can actually see the cochlea and the turns, and it's just, I love it.
Well, that's interesting. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your poster or about the convention itself?
I am having a wonderful time. I've been taking, I took a class in validation this afternoon that was actually very eye-opening. I'm going to bring that back to my lab and we'll see what they say.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a couple of eye-openers too. Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for coming here today and talking to us about your poster. It is very interesting to see the inner ear and all the little different
amazing
things and structures in there. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.